Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gabor.io, and I'm here today with Mike Manrod, the Chief Information Security Officer at Grand Canyon Education. Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing?
Great. How are you, Mark? Great to be here.
Good. I'm so used to just saying CISO. I had to remember what the four letters were.
It is all good.
Yeah. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Navy veteran and, you know, definitely a big fan of Big Blue in that regard, the other Big Blue. But, you know, I came up through the ranks in higher ed doing a variety of different roles. And some time ago, I just really fell in love with cybersecurity. So my journey started in cybersecurity in higher ed and did some local government consulting and was a subject matter expert for threat prevention at Checkpoint, rotated through a lot of places. But what I never dreamed is that it would take me back to higher ed. And I'm so glad I did. I love it.
Great.
Grand Canyon.
And while we're talking about higher ed, I have to ask you, since you brought up the Navy, Annapolis grad or enlisted?
I was an enlisted. Yeah, I came up. So great mistakes out there in Chicago area.
Ah, very good. Yeah. So Grand Canyon Education is a separate entity from the university. So why don't you explain what Grand Canyon Education does and what you do for them?
Absolutely. We're an educational services provider, and we provide a variety of back office services. And obviously I'm responsible for the security of those services, as well as various facets of security of those we support. Most famously, obviously, we support Grand Canyon University.
Yes, and a few others. And I got to believe that about a year ago, your job got a little bit tougher because everything, you know, a lot of education was done in person, and all of a sudden everything was online, which had to open up some security loopholes, I would assume.
Yeah, you know, it really did. A lot of things got very complicated for all of us in technology globally. Mm-hmm. About a year ago, almost a year ago today, literally,
yeah.
As we started to figure out, hey, how do we accommodate everything from shutdowns to just keeping people safer with remote work where it makes sense, to reopenings, to hybrid. So it really has been a wild ride. And it's definitely, I feel like, made us sharper, but definitely at moments raised our collective blood pressures as well.
Yeah. And are you responsible for security for both Grand Canyon Education and for the university that you support, or just Grand Canyon?
It's a mixed bag, but yeah, well, it depends. That's the short answer. It depends. But I definitely take accountability for securing anything I come into contact with the best I can.
Wow. So now that we've been doing this for about a year now, and I don't know the status of Grand Canyon University, if they're back to in-person, a lot of colleges aren't. How do you see this going forward? Do you think that the online learning is only going to grow and grow and grow, or do you think things are going to go back to normal?
Well, one thing I noticed is there was definitely a student-driven demand for in-person as soon as it was legally allowed. So I feel like on that front, a lot of it's been, how do you create social distancing barriers, techniques that keep people safe? And I didn't work on that part, you know, full transparency. But then also, how do we create hybrid learning? And in particular, what I've been more focused on is how do we allow employees to be remote and more agile? And that's the part of the transition that was more part of my journey.
And I mean, that had to be quite a job because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but the majority of employees at a university are coming into an office on it, or right on a day-to-day basis. And all of a sudden that came to an end, right?
Yeah, it was a very abrupt change for us as well as others. We were very fortunate in that the transition went very smoothly.
Mm.
But we had to think about a lot of things from a security perspective, such as, hey, you're not in a building. You're not going through that firewall that's normally at the edge. A lot of these physical controls dependent upon a specific network go away if you're not on VPN. How do we shore those up? What other technologies supplement that? So there's definitely been a lot to think about.
And we're all of a sudden, were there demand for new products that you also had to implement? It's one thing to implement them, but then someone has to secure them too. Not everybody understands that aspect of it.
There have been. I would say it's definitely been the busiest year I think any of us have ever had in terms of workload. Luckily, we got back that couple hours a day of driving, but we definitely added more than that of extra work and meetings and, you know, reviewing all the new technology products required. I will say everybody's come together and has been very collaborative, and we definitely got productivity gains of being remote that helped offset some of that extra work.
Yeah, and I'm assuming you're at the office now because not most people have a server rack in their living room. So, Stu, do you still come into the office every day?
No, I do upon occasion, but this is actually my home office. My my COVID hobby has been buying dilapidated servers on eBay and fixing them up and kind of building out some of my own test environment to experiment with. So,
wow. Yeah, but well, I mean, I can see you had at least four servers there. There's probably a few more that I don't see, right?
Yeah, it's been fun. You know, get one really cheap on eBay and then find the components and gradually get things working and optimized. And one of my goals here is to have a full sort of vendor neutral production test environment to where anytime we want to evaluate something, again, just more as a researcher versus my day job, to be able to throw things in there and simulate and test.
Cool. So, I mean, it looks like you have I have to be honest, it looks like a complete office setup there, and that's your home office. So were you working from home before COVID hit?
Well, the thing about security leadership roles is traditionally they've always been, you spend the first 40 hours a week in the office and then the second 40 hours a week working from home.
Yeah.
So I was always used to doing a lot of work from home. This just took the drive out of it a lot of days.
Yeah. And how long was your commute? I mean, traffic isn't that bad in Phoenix, not like the Bay Area.
It's not bad. I'm in Gilbert, so maybe an hour each way. Bad day, maybe an hour and a half. So.
Well, that's a pretty long commute. That freed up 2 hours a day.
It did. Yeah. And I've been able to put that time to good use. So I definitely am not unhappy about that aspect of things.
Very interesting. But going forward, you know, do you think that Grand Canyon education is going to go back to the 9-to-5 in the office, or do you think you're going to go with a more hybrid type model of work?
You know, it would be beyond my scope to speak outside of my team, but what we really want to do is a hybrid. Mm-hmm. We miss seeing each other in person. We miss getting up on a whiteboard and brainstorming and going out to lunch afterwards. And we want to do those things. But we also, the fact of the matter is, our productivity is off the charts versus what we would have accomplished, say, in 2019 versus 2020.
Yes.
So I feel like, you know, really what I'm looking to personally for my area, the best of my abilities, is a hybrid where we come together every week or two. We spend that time in person, but we don't put people through the drudge of driving in just for the sake of it every day, as long as they can remain productive.
Yeah, no, and I agree. I think a lot of people have found, I've talked to a lot of people that said they never would have gone to a remote type work environment in the past. And now they're like, we should have done this years ago.
Definitely.
And it's funny you talk about the whiteboard. I actually was doing something this morning where I needed a whiteboard and there wasn't one. And we literally just wrote with the erasable pen on the wall.
Hey, it works. I finally broke down and made sure I always have one behind me because I still catch myself in a Zoom. Okay, we're going to go back and forth 6 or 7 more times. All right, let's just draw it.
Yeah. Well, and there's actually tools for that now. That's what I do now, is I just use the tools. There's a couple of really good tools for that. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah. So overall, now that you've been doing it for a year, mainly pro or mainly con, you think? It sounds like it's more of a pro, the remote work model, correct?
I would say a pro. Yeah, it's brought technical challenges. It's caused headaches. And there's still things, you know, us and as well as most organizations are refining. But I would say it's a pro.
Yeah, good. And then, I mean, finally, you have a unique ability or a unique situation where if you need employees, the people that you support are training those employees, correct?
Yeah, we've been very lucky to be able to grow organically as our security programs evolve, by hiring our own students as interns. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, through that student worker evolution, scaffold them up through layers of technical knowledge. And I haven't had to hire from the outside in years. It's been really fantastic in that regard.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Most people that have been into the, or said, hey, yeah, we're gonna go with the remote model, say, now the whole world is my oyster. you're unique in that you're the whole world is still your oyster, but you're also some of the best minds in these fields are right in your back door, right?
It is, yeah. And I found, you know, one thing that's been a passionate view of mine is we all tend to get together at these CISO happy hours and, you know, drink the wine and complain about how there's no talent. And I'm not saying I've never been guilty of that. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, I think that it's better to get in action, do something about it, and train and uplift that next generation of talent and make an investment in people who are maybe unproven at first, but giving them safe ways to build up proving themselves.
Yeah. And I've dealt with a lot of kids in college and different projects, and, you know, they're generally really sharp. This group now, they've had a computer their whole life. So there's not that stigma that, you know, like 30 years ago, it's like, oh, computer science, you know, most kids now, I mean, they've had a computer in the house since the day they were born, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So, well, Mike, I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you. Maybe someday I'll come down and play with your servers. That looks like a lot of fun. I remember when I used to do that stuff regularly.
Yeah, come out anytime. It's been such a pleasure, Mark. Great conversation.
Yeah, same here. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.